Less intellectuals feel complacent in the face of the political confusion on display by Republican Mitt Romney at Monday's debate. Remember that there are equal and opposite forces, forces that apparently spit in the face of a cogent argument or a geographical truth at work. The word on the tip of every pundit's tongue following the debate was momentum, a hollow bit of bayonet rattling more indicative of advertising than any sense of presidential ability. Romney had momentum, Barack Obama was stuck with the facts. It's an important distinction, one Florida Democrats would be wise to heed as the get-out-the-vote machine warms up this weekend. On the surface, it looks like Democrats may have offset voter registration declines inflicted by the state legislature's draconian voter suppression law, mostly by encouraging voters to show up at the polls sooner than even this Saturday's early voting launch. As of last weekend, Democrats had returned nearly 300,000 absentee ballots, though Republicans were 5% ahead on returns. 4 years ago, Republicans held a 16% lead at relatively the same time. But these tea leaves may be predicting something altogether more troublesome than Democratic enthusiasm. Republicans, who have somehow weathered voter registration fraud claims of their own this cycle, are showing signs that they may be up for a circumspect glance at Democratic absentee ballots. Look no further than Palm Beach County, where more than 60,000 erroneous ballots were sent out this month, setting the stage for what the Palm Beach Post is already calling chaos. Which begs the question, if Mitt Romney will say anything to win the election, won't Republicans do anything for the same? You bet.